Our last story today is All Grown Up. It's about college, studying abroad, and trying to find an identity within it all. Billy Kemper tells us his story.
So I'm a year three at the old university, and like many of my school chums, last semester I studied abroad. Heck, who am I kidding? I've been studying abroad every semester. I remember before I got to school, my pa asked me what I wanted to do. What do I want to do? Gee, pa, I said. I don't know if we should be discussing this matter with little sister Betsy in the room. He gave me a good smack for that one. But then he says, I'm just trying to help you pick classes. Just think what you want to do after college. Well, I said, like you, pa, I want to be faithful and just do my wife. He must have thought I was being sarcastic because he smacked me again, called me a wise guy, and then left to get a pack of Lucky Strikes. He still hasn't come back. But seriously, I actually was abroad my fall semester in Europe, Florence, which is in Italy. Great time, really glad I went. Before I left, I was a little apprehensive about the whole ordeal, you know, living at a homestay with a family that didn't speak English. But they ended up being wonderful. I mean, they cooked for us, cleaned for us, and were just always hugging us and smiling, you know, just a very different culture than in my house. Nah, I'm just pulling your hair. My real host family's great, too. Like my mom, she's a real doll. Her name's Dottie, which is a bit ironic considering she's a ginger. But besides that, she's great. I remember getting a big hug and a nice smooch on the cheek when she dropped me off at the airport before going to Italy. She told me she stuck a few emergency supplies in my suitcase, which ended up being a Ziploc bag full of various sized band-aids and a half-used sheet of Gas X. Evidently, my mother's worst fear is that I'll be lost, alone, and bleeding and farting incessantly. If she ever hears this, she'll probably reprimand me for using fart. For a family that jokes and prepares for flatulence as often as we, it's pretty surprising that we never were allowed to refer to farts as, well, farts. The appropriate term was always to go gas. Did somebody go gas? Who went gas? Billy, stop going gas! I still didn't use fart in front of her. No ifs, ands, or buts either. Only bumpers. And hey, my dad, he ain't so bad either. Sure, he looks like a snore, but he's got a wild streak. Well, I guess it's more of a bald spot. But no, he's been known to let what hair he does have down every once in a while. Like just the other week, he got busted and got his fake taken at Denny's. But enough about my family. How about me? Let's see, my birthday's coming up this year, but besides that, I'm pretty free. I've done some stuff in the past, though. Like a few somethings ago, I was at this concert on campus, you know, at Stanford. Yeah, represent! Suck on that, Cal, our rival school. I've hated those guys ever since I came to Stanford and they told us that that was our rival school. Really made my blood boil. Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, at this great concert at my non-rival school. I think it was like Passion Pit or Designer Drugs, or maybe just beer, but I was feeling pretty loosey by the time I got to the concert. Unfortunately, it was finishing up when I got there, but it was cold out and people were still sweaty, so I figured it was a pretty out-of-shape crowd. But then afterwards, people were still hanging around and like talking about how they danced and stuff, and I overheard that the band was still hanging around at the after party, so I ended up saying good job to so many hipsters. So many Buddy Holly glasses. How do hipsters feel when legitimately unaware, nerdier types just show them up at their own game? They're gonna have to start rocking braces fashionably to stay ahead of the curve. Oh, and I meant like mouth braces, you know, not magic shoes, but yeah, fuck braces. Have we not made any new developments in the field of orthodontics? Cementing sharp wire into your mouth? Give me a piece of bark to bite on some leeches while you're at it. Good God. Well, I guess they have those Invisalign retainers now, which are great because it makes it look like you have a thin layer of slime on your teeth while also painfully readjusting them. I remember when I first got my braces, I said I wanted the chrome-colored bands, you know, so I could say it was like a grill, which got old really fast. But yeah, what's up with that in rap? I mean, money can be cheese, cheddar, gouda, goat cheese, or any green vegetable, or any of those cheeses melted over any of those green vegetables. But why are diamonds only ice? They could be like glass or something. Shit, homie, look at this chain. Look like I got a damn window around my neck. Man, my mouth be looking like that IMP design pyramid outside the Louvre. And if houses are cribs, cars are whips, are clothes diapers? Because those were really the three staples of my upbringing. I've been in love with the same woman for 50 years. If my wife ever finds out, she'll kill me. I have sex with a woman with big, beautiful eyes. My wife has big, beautiful eyes. What a coincidence! I've been married for the same woman for 30 years. If my wife ever finds out, she'll kill me! The other day, my brother asked me why I look so sad. I told him, my wife, she's so ugly. And my wife, she's not too good looking herself! The first time I was talking about a dog! I was walking my dog the other day. If my wife ever finds out, she'll kill me! I was walking my dog the other day. Turns out it was my wife! I was walking my wife the other day. If she ever finds out, she'll kill my dog! I was cheating on my wife the other day. If she finds out, my dog will kill himself! I was cheating on my wife the other day. If my dog finds out, he'll tell my wife! I was cheating on my wife the other day. With my dog! My wife and my dog left me. For each other! My wife and my dog ran away. They killed each other!
Billy Kemper is an undergraduate at Stanford. Today's show was produced by myself and Natasha Ruck with help from Charlie Mintz. The Stanford Storytelling Project is produced by Jonah Willingans and Lee Constantinou. Thanks to Michelle Goldring, Lexi Spiranak, Sarah Grossman, Jeff Bauman, Krista Lee, Emily Vogel, and Billy Kemper. Special thanks to Molly Antipole. Original music for the show was written and performed by Noah Burbank, Selwyn Lloyd, and Natalie Dawn. For their generous financial support, we'd like to thank the Stanford Institute for Creativity in the Arts, Stanford's Oral Communication Program, Stanford Continuing Studies, and the Hume Writing Center. KZSU would like to thank the law offices of Fenwick and West for their continued underwriting support. Remember that you can find a podcast of this and every episode of the Stanford Storytelling Project on Stanford iTunes and on our website, storytelling.stanford.edu. For the Stanford Storytelling Project, I'm Hannah Krakauer. Thanks for listening. If I show